Good morning. Welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Glad to have you on the show with us here today. We've got a great one lined up. We've got education as our theme, as we do each Wednesday. Later on, we'll hear from Manhattan Area Technical College and President Jim Jeanette. But today, it's Pottawatomie County Schools starting things off for us. And just Wamego is going to be featured today. Kevin Logan is busy. He's got work to do today, so he couldn't join us. So we will talk with USD 320 Wamego Superintendent Tim Winter today. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. It's good to be here.
Pleasure to have you on. And we'll also be talking here on the show with Assistant Superintendent and Director of Instructional Services Scott Meitler. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Yeah. Pleasure to have you on here. And we'll learn a little bit more about you. And I'll start first with you, Mr. Winter. What's the latest happenings here this month at Wamego Public Schools as we get set for, really, I guess, the stretch run here of the school year?
Yeah, we are in the straightaway in that final lap. And it's great to have some good weather. And it's been fantastic to open things up just a little bit. We had prom this past Saturday night and promenade in the park. So it was wonderful seeing all the families and the mainly juniors and seniors, but a few underclassmen also dressed up and looking sharp on a beautiful day. And that event went off very well. I also had an after prom party that the junior parents put on here at a private local barn. So we appreciate all of those parents for providing a safe event for our students after prom. And it was just a wonderful weekend and fantastic to see people gather. We still try to exercise some caution, but it's great to get together and celebrate.
Yeah, no question about it. I saw a lot of people dressed up this past week, and I figured prom was going on, maybe not just at Wamego, but I think a lot of the schools here in the area were celebrating that. That's good to see, and I know that that's just the first of many events that are starting to come back online here for the schools, including commencement, which will be, I guess, next month already.
Our graduation ceremonies are planned for May 22nd. That is a Saturday at 2:00. And our plan is to have that outdoors at the football stadium with, of course, some COVID recommendations in place, but we are not limiting attendance. If it's outdoors at the stadium, we will just expect people to do their best to social distance, set as family units, but we will not limit attendance at that event. However, if weather dictates that we have to have it indoors, we will have some limitations on seating, and that number has not fully been determined, but we're hoping that we could provide enough tickets to all our graduates so that the majority of their families, especially their immediate families, will be able to attend, and grandparents, and we'll stretch that as far as we can. Probably have to have masks on if we're going to gather in a space where it's tight, but we're going to do our best to accommodate everyone on a very special day.
All right, very good. Yeah, I know you had a board meeting, I think, on Monday. Is that right? Second Monday of the month you guys meet?
Yeah, we did. We had our board meeting, and we had a very full agenda. And Scott will talk about some of the things he presented to the board, along with some of our teachers. But first, as always, we had a lot of students, and that was another way we opened up. We did not officially open up to the public this past Monday, but we had several groups of students parade in and out of the meeting so they could be introduced and recognized, and several of their parents also attended. But beginning in May, our meetings will be open to the public. There may be some limited seating, and we'll communicate that, but we will open things back up to the public in May. And that will be communicated. Sorry, I'm stumbling around here, making sure I get my thoughts, but just wanted to recognize some of those students that we did honor Monday night. A big group of students. We first honored some middle school students, and Adam Topliff. He is a history teacher at the middle school, and He has a civics class, and they participate in the We the People competition at Kansas State University. They've done this several years. And for the second straight year, they are the middle school state champions in that event. It's an all-class event. Not all schools in the state participate, but you will see small schools all the way up to six schools there. And now 2 years in a row, our middle school students are our state champions. So we recognize those students, seventh and eighth grade students. We also recognize Gemma Hoven. She was a part of that group, but she is also a fifth place finisher at the state spelling bee. Gemma, I believe, is a, well, she's a multi-year USD 320 spelling bee champion. She's also finished first in her grade every year since she started, I believe, in third grade. She's fared well at the county bee as well several years, qualified for state, I think, a couple years. But this year, she was the fifth place finisher. So she works extremely hard. Her and her mother reported that she probably spent well over 400 hours studying for the spelling bee this year. So huge appreciation. Congratulations to Gemma. We also recognized a couple teachers. Molly Townsend is our USD 320 Teacher of the Year. And actually, she was the Teacher of the Year last year. She was named, but the Teacher of the Year event was pushed back due to COVID. Typically, it would be in the fall, and they moved it to the spring, and it was virtual. So she represented USD 320 at the Kansas Teacher of the Year regional event. We're just proud of Molly and appreciate all the work that she puts into her classroom and for her students. Lori Rice was recognized as a recipient of the Kansas Society of Professional Engineers Outstanding Elementary Teacher of the Year Award. And that's for the Tri-Valley chapter. And Brad Ross, who is an engineer, local engineer, a parent in our community, also a spouse of one of our teachers. He's a fantastic supporter of USD 320, and he was on hand to present that award to Lori. Brad's works for Rosamond Scalora. I always screw up that name when I say it, but they've always been fantastic supporters of our schools. And we recognized our KU honor students. These are the top 10% of our students in our senior class. So a huge shout out to those individuals. It's very difficult to be in that top 10%, and these students worked very hard and have performed well in all 4 years of their academic studies at Wamego High School. And finally, we also recognized our girls basketball team and Coach McIntosh and the assistant coaches for their state qualifying season, where they had an outstanding season and qualified for the state tournament, where they had to face Bishop Miege, who eventually won the state tournament and is just an outstanding team. But our girls worked extremely hard all year long and even the last few years, to put themselves in a position to have this type of season. And just wanted to share our appreciation of them as well. So, it's always fun to kick off our meetings with those recognitions and celebrations. And it was great being able to have all of those students and some of their parents come into the facility as well.
Yeah, I know you guys have probably been waiting to be able to do that, and that's some great recognition there. Outstanding on the spelling bee and the Teacher of the Year and all the honors there for those students. What a wonderful opportunity for everybody. Let's bring on Scott here just a little bit. Let's get you introduced here, and we'll take a break, and we'll get into some more details. But, Scott, tell us a little bit more about your tenure here at Wamego. I understand this is your first year. Oh, you're muted. There you go.
This is my first year here. We, my wife and boys and I moved here in July, and from Ulysses, Kansas, which is southwest Kansas. I was the principal there in Ulysses School District for 5 years at the elementary schools, and my wife taught there, and she's a teacher here in Wamego. She teaches middle school math and is loving it up there. And we have two sons. Isaac is in first grade here at Central, and then Eli is a preschooler and goes to Brilliant Beginnings. So we are certainly enjoying life in Wamego and everything that it has to offer and how close it is to things. Before Ulysses, my wife and I were in Wichita and at the middle schools there. She was a teacher, and I was a teacher for a couple years and a data leader after that. So we've been in education our whole lives, and we are glad to be a part of the Wamego School District for sure.
A little more hilly up here than it is down in Ulysses. It looks like it's probably pretty flat down there.
It's flat, and there's no trees, and there's no water. So we're up here with, you know, water and trees that grow, you know, without having to be planted and watered, and hills for sure. So that is definitely a change in scenery. But, you know, there's a lot of good things to be said for living in Southwest Kansas. It's a totally different life out there. But there's good people for sure.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Well, we'll get into a little bit more about what Scott has to do here in Wamego. We're going to pause real quick, hear from some of our sponsors, and InFocus will continue right after this on News Radio KMAN.